Hi, Jason.
Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
Good. What's your last name?
Mannings.
Mannings. And you were on the phone in Nelson.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now, my sister, Chris, who's going to be on the line in about half an hour, she's the associate producer of Living on Purpose, and she apparently knows Tam, who you work with cleancutfilms.ca, and she thought that it would be worthy of a conversation here on Living on Purpose, so that's how we came together today.
Yeah, and hopefully it is worthy of a conversation.
Now, that's really up to you, largely, because you have some exciting projects going on. Now, people could look at the website while we're talking, cleancutfilms.ca. I wasn't able to access the moving picture, but I saw the still photos on the site, and you guys are doing some crazy things on these bikes in the air, and I mean, I don't even know how you're surviving after these photos have been taken.
The riders that we film with are very skilled. Most of them are professional riders getting paid to do it for a living, so they're pretty good at what they do.
And they want to survive.
And they do want to survive. They need to survive. It's pretty important that they do.
How many people are you working with?
On our current film that we just wrapped up shooting, and we just did our world premiere, actually, it's called Stripped, and I don't know the exact number, but I think there's about 18 mountain bikers in the film.
Oh, wow.
So there's quite a number of riders from all over the place. There's a lot of talented young and professional riders from the Kootenays and around Nelson where we live here. And there's also lots of riders from other places that are very well known around the world.
What was the turnout like? This was in Nelson that you had your premiere?
Yes, we did the world premiere in Nelson last Thursday. The doors opened at 7 o'clock for the show, and we finished the film at 5:15. So we finished it with about an hour and 45 minutes to spare, which was cutting it pretty close. We had a few technical difficulties at the last minute.
Wow.
Yeah, the premiere turned out really well. The capacity for the theater here in Nelson, and Nelson's not that big of a city, is 426 people. And I think we managed to get about 460 people into the theater before the people in charge of the theater made us start turning away people. So it looked like there was over 500 people who showed up for the night anyways.
And how long is the film?
The film is about 50 minutes long, I believe.
And did you have everybody on the edges of their seats?
I think so. There was lots of gasps and screams and applause and laughter. So
that's
I think we had the crowd pretty into it.
Yeah, pretty stoked, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your main role, Jason?
Part of Clean Cut Films, I am the producer and one of the two cinematographers. So I do all the organization, the business side of things, and I take care of half of the filming. And then my other half, possibly my better half, Tam Ford, he is the computer guy. So he does all the editing for the film, and he does computer graphics work, and he does the other half of the cinematography for the film. So between the two of us, we somehow managed to pull it all together and make a mountain bike film.
So are you a rider?
I am a rider, yes. I didn't do any riding for this film for various reasons. I just thought it might be kind of weird riding in my own film. I don't know.
Well, some people have cameos, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a few headshots of me, but I don't think there's anything with me on a bike in the film. Outside of the film Stripped, I'm a mountain biker, yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you must be. Come on.
Yeah.
You have to be involved and passionate about it. How long have you been riding for?
I think I started riding about 8 years ago. Tam Ford made one film before this film. Stripped is my first film and Tam's second. He did a film called Local Yokels a couple of years back.
Yeah.
He did it when he was in grade 12, I believe.
Wow.
I was one of the riders in that film for him. So that's sort of how I got to know Tam, was riding for him in his first film.
And he's been riding quite a while too, I guess.
Yeah, Tam's been riding pretty close to the same length, maybe a year or two less. I don't know for sure, actually. But yeah, we've both been riding for quite a while.
Of the two of you, who takes the most risks?
Ooh, the most risks. Well, when we're on bikes, I think I probably take more risks on the bike than Tam does. But, I mean, that all depends. I've seen Tam take some pretty good crashes as well. But when we're actually filming, we both take turns doing some of the more risky filming techniques, but it usually ends up being me doing the more dangerous things more often because I'm not afraid of heights and Tam is. We do lots of shots where I'll get like 35 feet up in a tree and hang above the riders and look down on them. And we've also set up a lot of zip lines to film above the riders. So we set up a line like you might have in a kid's park or something with a little handle. So you slide on the pulley along the line. And we have a system for that where we can move it around. It's portable. and the cable's about 300 feet long, so we can follow wow. above and behind or in front of a rider for about 300 feet through the forest.
And do you ever attach a camera to the actual bike?
Yeah, we do that occasionally. We did a couple early in the filming season. One day we had the camera break off and the camera kind of got destroyed.
Ooh.
And so we decided to stop doing that, at least for now, because yeah. we didn't have the money to buy more camera gear to strap onto the bikes.
But yeah, what kind of a budget? Where do you get your funding?
Well, we tried to get most of the funding for the film from sponsors, which is the usual thing to do in the mountain bike industry.
Uh-huh.
But we weren't able to rouse up all that much industry support for this film. A lot of companies didn't believe in what we were doing, and those who did seemed to have limited funding and weren't able to help out that much. So we managed to cover, ballpark it at about 1/8 of our production costs were covered by sponsorship help.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other was out of our own pockets, borrowed money, some loans,
sure.
various ways. We both sold off most of our mountain bike gear, and I think Tam sold some hockey gear over the years, and pretty much do whatever we can to come up with enough money to make it happen.
Now, you're pretty committed to this project. What is it that drives you? What rides you? Where do you see your basis of passion and creativity in this that makes you invest that much into it?
I sort of got into it because I saw what Tam was doing and saw that he had a lot of talent and would be capable of doing something really amazing,
uh-huh.
doing something really world-class. And so it kind of inspired me to help him out and try to help him use his talent to do something spectacular. When I got into it, I don't think I really realized what was going to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to be completely wrapped up and done with it sometime last fall.
Oh, yeah.
So it's ended up taking a lot more time and energy and work than I ever had imagined. I think I got really inspired once we started getting into it and we started getting some of these amazing shots and we started seeing some spectacular things.
Yeah.
And it really just started to drive me to want to do the best job I could with it. And I figured if I was already investing all this time that I might as well go full on and try to make the best of it.
You've probably seen a lot of other kinds of mountain bike films and stunts going on. How do you think it compares to other things that you've seen?
As far as the level of riding goes, I mean, the riding's probably fairly similar to most of the better mountain bike films. The riding's really impressive, but there's nothing, like, unbelievable, really. I mean, there's some spectacular maneuvers, for sure, but nothing out of the ordinary, I guess. We wanted to make the film itself a lot different from any other mountain bike films.
Uh-huh.
And so we put a lot of time and energy into trying to figure out how to do this. We have dubbed our film as the first new wave mountain bike film.
Uh-huh.
And so we're kind of thinking in the terms of new wave music, how it was all radical and it was really heavily synthesized and went through a lot of processing to make it happen. We've tried to figure out new interesting angles and our music's kind of electronic and you can kind of dance to it. So we tried to make it really fun that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Tam has amazing skills on the computer for editing, and he did a lot of really weird editing and special effects in the film that hadn't really been seen in any other mountain bike films or really any other action sports films to date.
All right.
So there's a lot of interesting special effects that you wouldn't normally see in this kind of film.
The place I mostly saw mountain bike riding and courses was at Whistler, actually, many years ago. May have been, 15, 20 years ago.
Whistler's pretty much the hub of mountain biking in the world. I like to say that Nelson's the true center of the mountain biking universe. As far as the media is concerned, it's definitely Whistler is the place where everything's happening.
Yeah.
That's where all the industry people hang out, and the professional riders are always there, and there's lots of photographers, and that's sort of where everything's going on.
That's what it seemed like all that time ago, so that's interesting. It still is seen that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's still continuing on. Whistler is the gong show of mountain bike cities.
You sound like you're sort of downplaying it a little bit.
Possibly, yeah.
Did you ever use a skateboard at all? Were you ever into those?
Skateboarding? No, actually. I think it was in grade 7 that I decided I was either going to be a skateboarder or a mountain biker.
Oh.
And I decided that mountain biking was a lot more fun, so that's the route I took.
If you had that many people come out to the film, I mean, you've obviously got an audience, and what are you hoping to inspire in your audience?
Well, as far as for people riding, I'd like to inspire more people to ride their bikes. The people who do ride their bikes to ride them more and to try to have more fun when they're out there. I don't like people taking themselves too seriously when they're on their mountain bikes. You should be having a good time while you do it.
Have a smile on your face.
Yeah, for sure. And then as far as the creative and artistic side of things, if there's aspiring photographers or filmmakers out there, I'm hoping that our film Stripped will help to inspire them to try to do something different, to do something original.
Yeah, keep it going.
To do something that's their own vision rather than just copying the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really important, is not just following the formula, because there seems to be a bit of a formula in action sports films for sure, where a lot of the films kind of feel and look pretty similar to each other. So I think it's really important to try to do your own thing with it.
Well, it's interesting, like you say, that it's not only the footage that you're getting, but then what Tam is able to do with it, right?
Yeah, for example, there's one shot where one of the riders from Nelson, Amos, he rides street a lot. He's sort of got our street riding segment, which isn't exactly mountain biking, but it's mountain biking. But anyways, there's this shot where there's this line or there's this move in downtown Nelson, and we set up a still shot of it. So we were filming, but the camera wasn't moving at all.
Okay.
And we ran tape for 60 minutes, and he proceeded to do basically every single trick that could be possible on this one spot.
Wow.
And then when we brought it to the editing studio, Tam was able to make it so that any given time in the shot, there was at least three Amoses in the same shot doing different tricks in different spots. So he's like all over the place running around. He'll be like in the front eating a sandwich while he's riding in the back and he's fixing his bike down below. So there's some pretty interesting things for sure.
That's great. Now, you mentioned the music briefly. I'm just wondering how you chose it and how you make use of it to coordinate with the movements in the film.
Right. The music's obviously extremely important.
Sure.
Yeah. To express what we want to do for each segment, we need the right kind of music. And because you need to actually license music to be able to use it in a film, we spend a lot of time working on the soundtrack. As a small independent film company, it's really hard to license music in the music industry because none of the record labels are really set up to deal with small-time projects.
Right.
All the licensing programs that are in place are sort of to deal with more Hollywood-style productions, so places that have a lot more money to throw out there. So I think in total we probably found about 250 different songs that we thought had potential of working for some sort of segment in a mountain bike film. And we basically proceeded to try and license all of those songs. And in the end, we probably got about 35 songs licensed.
Oh, wow.
And then from those 35 songs, we picked 25 songs that best fit our film. I think there's 25 songs in the final version.
Wow, in less than an hour.
In less than an hour and 50 minutes. We didn't use one complete song in the entire movie.
Yeah.
We decided to cut them all down so that we could continuously change the feel and the emotion you got out of watching it. A lot of films will play a song right through to the end, and they'll move from like all different locations and all different styles of riding within the same song.
Yeah.
And we wanted, like, as every aspect changed, like if the rider changed cities, or if the rider changed to a different kind of rider, like someone else who does something different with their bike, we wanted to change the music so that we could change the feel.
Yeah.
And by changing the sound, I mean it makes a huge impact on the viewer.
Sure. So are you bringing it to Vancouver Island? Are we going to be able to see it here?
You should be able to see it on the island. There are no premieres organized at the moment, but I'm in discussion with a couple people from Victoria and a couple people from Courtney and Nanaimo. And so hopefully there'll be some premieres organized within the coming weeks.
I hope you'll send me an email and keep us in the loop.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely let you know when there's going to be one on the island.
Oh, that would be great. I'd like to see it for sure. Yeah. It's called Stripped?
It's called Stripped.
And why is it called Stripped, Jason?
Well, I actually don't have the best answer for why it's called Stripped. We had a lot of different themes that we were potentially going to use for the name Stripped. None of them very pornographic, but we ended up, I can't really spoil the film, but it ended up, it works into the plot, the word Stripped, that's for sure. We just thought it was a catchy word that would kind of catch people's attention.
Well, you strip gears, right?
Yeah, you do. And you do a lot of other things with stripping as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll find out when you see the film. The word strip definitely is incorporated into the film, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Our website is www.cleancutfilms.ca, and you should check that out. There's some trailers for the new film Stripped on there that you can look at. And if you're interested in finding out anything more about Clean Cut Films and the film Stripped, or might be interested in hosting a premiere or selling copies of Stripped, you can contact us directly at jason@cleancutfilms.ca, And that contact and Tam's contact as well is on the website, so you can find it there.
That's great, Jason. I just have one final question from a listener for you.
Yeah.
If there's someone listening to this show right now who's interested in pursuing mountain biking or filming of any kind, what advice would you offer them?
Ooh, well, if you want to pursue mountain biking, do a little research, maybe find a couple people you can talk to who actually mountain bike and try to figure out what kind of bike and what kind of equipment would best suit you. And then if you're interested in getting into filmmaking or photography, you should do a little research and take a look at what all the other different film companies and photographers are doing to get an idea of what you're trying to achieve. And then spend some time and look into getting the right camera equipment. The right kind of camera equipment makes a huge difference to whether or not you're going to get a good product in the end.
And I have one last question for you, and that's how high are you setting your sights? Like, this is obviously exciting, the success so far of this production. Where are you looking ahead to?
Well, with the film itself, I'm hoping to sell over the first year something between 15,000 and 25,000 DVDs worldwide. Now, some people in mountain biking will say this is totally possible, and others might tell me that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the goal. That's what I'd like to see happen. And then I would also like to see premieres happening all around the world. I already have lots scheduled for Europe and New Zealand and throughout the United States right now, but I'm hoping to have upwards of 50 live premieres. I don't know if I'll actually get that many, but I'd like as many live audiences to view the film as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a great way to see it.
And you want to cover the bases as well as you can with this project and trust that you'll be finding your next steps along the way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for being my guest on Living on Purpose today.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.